My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Coming up at 6:45, it is a Game Show Wednesday brought to you by Wendy's, a whole new way to nug. We've got Jason Aldean tickets, and we have a $50 gift card to Wendy's. We will play quarterback roulette. You'll have to figure out where quarterback is currently playing.
Can you give an example? Can you burn one?
Andy Dalton.
That's a great one. Andy Dalton.
He was with the Saints last season.
Where in the world is Andy Dalton? That's a great question.
I saw it the other
thank
day.
Thank you for rolling the ball, Valdez. Andy Dalton.
He's a backup in, is it? It's not Indy, is it?
It is not Indy. Because Joe Flacco's in Indy. I know he's there.
You just burned another one of mine.
That's all right.
Where did Andy Dalton land? I need to know this. Now the show has come to a screeching halt.
All right. Your clue is he is the backup.
NFC or AFC?
A former Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh, he's Bryce Young's backup.
He is Bryce Young's backup
totally
in Carolina.
Totally spaced on the fact that he was in Carolina. You know what? That's a good backup for Bryce Young to have. Good guy to lean on. Good mentor type.
Man, Andy Dalton.
Good spot starter.
He's had a good career.
It.
He's not a Hall of Famer, obviously, but he's had a good career.
Oh, he's had a very good career.
He's made a lot of money.
He's got a dumb portfolio. I guarantee that, too. Yeah.
So that is how you play quarterback roulette.
Very good. That course, was a tough one.
Locally, here for the Commanders, as we talk a little Commanders training camp. They trimmed the roster to 53. It all kind of went down after we did the show all the way until the deadline, 4 o'clock. Anything surprise you? I think the biggest takeaway, and we put this up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, is that last year Ron Rivera drafted 7 guys and 5 of them are longer on the team.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm surprised.
5 out of 7.
I guess I'm not surprised it's based on the history of his drafts, but that's hard to do.
That's hard to do in seven rounds, seven players, for five of them to get cut.
That's hard to do.
I think in fairness to those guys, other than Braden Daniels, who by all accounts was a project from day one, it just never looked the part.
Mm-hmm.
They just weren't this regime's guys. So if Ron was here, a lot of those guys would still be here. Yeah.
If they were good enough, they'd be here too.
Maybe, but it's about fit and system. So if you're looking for a certain type of running back, or you're looking for a certain type of receiver, or a certain type of linebacker that does a certain thing, it doesn't necessarily mean they all suck. It just means maybe they're not that good, but they also don't fit what they're looking for.
They don't suck, but they're not that good. Yeah. I think it's an indictment. It's an indictment on Ron. It is.
That's the easy takeaway, but I don't think it's 100% that.
Well, you're coming to Ron's defense.
I'm coming to the guy's defense.
If they were impactful players, they would find a way to be on the team.
None of them are stars. The test is going to be, do they resurface anywhere else and succeed in the NFL?
So the guys who were whacked yesterday that were Ron's picks 1 year ago. By the way, an indictment on the Martys, too, because Ron made the final call. But
Yeah.
Marty Herney and Martin Mayhew.
They're still in the building,
were the chief personnel people.
I don't think Herney is. I think Mayhew is. I'm not sure.
I think
Herney
is cracked. I think Herney is no longer in the
building. At least one of the Martys
is
still
getting
there.
A coffee.
Certainly Mayhew is.
But he's not doing much.
They should be ushered out, and they should never step foot in the building again.
The only surprise, and I do think it was a surprise. People act like they're not surprised. But it was a surprise that KJ Henry was like out.
Because he had a sack.
Well, he just has popped a little bit in every game. And I'm certain, though, I would bet they bring him back.
Someone will pick him up, yeah.
So the guys who were cut that were Ron's guys, drafted again just one season ago. Mm-hmm. Third round center Ricky Stromberg. Mm-hmm. Fourth round tackle Braden Daniels. Mm-hmm. You mentioned KJ Henry. He was drafted in the fifth round. Mm-hmm. Then Chris Rodriguez. Sixth rounder, and then Andre Jones, seventh rounder. I almost give you a pass on even the sixth rounders.
Right. Yeah, it's hard.
But still,
third
as Jason said,
that's hard to do.
If you draft seven guys, I haven't done a study of every team, but if you draft seven guys, you got to believe at least half of them remain on the team season.
But again, like EB mentioned, the huge factor is the regime change.
Yes,
like
it's a huge factor.
Adam Peters.
Ron was still
Adam
here.
Peters
half
has,
those guys
he has
still
no
be here.
Affinity for any of those guys.
Yeah.
If
he
Ron
have to
was
prove
still
himself
here,
right.
Those guys, they want to validate the fact that they picked those guys, so they're not going to release them.
Well, that part is true. Part is true. And Eric, you're right, partly right, but JP is partly right as well. If Braden Daniels was a stud offensive lineman,
right.
You don't just
right.
give up stud offensive linemen.
No, none of them are that way.
If Stromberg was a stud offensive lineman, you're not going to get rid of a stud.
Stromberg was injured. So true. Stromberg showed promise. And, I mean, you ask people that cover the team, they'll tell you the injury took its toll on him. Daniels was never. That was the one pick that you could say from
everyone
the
just kind of
jump,
scratched their head.
Everyone said,
on that one,
that guy blows.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to be, personal.
I mean, to be fair, the first and second rounders still there.
Yeah.
So,
but I do think if Ron was still here, KJ Henry would still be here.
Probably.
Andre Jones would still be here.
Yes.
And probably Chris Rodriguez would still be here.
The first rounder's still there, but there's eyebrows raised about
yes.
him.
I know.
Yeah. It's not like he's a superstar.
No,
and then some notable names.
It was one of the worst drafts in history.
Some notable names of guys cut. They brought in Martavis Bryant a couple weeks ago. He had a touchdown catch. Mm-hmm. They released him.
No, he'll be back. I would bet everything.
In terms of quarterbacks, Sam Hartman and Trace McSorley were cut.
Hartman will be back.
We spent a lot of time talking about wide receivers. Not only was Martavis Bryant cut, they did cut Kaz Allen, mm-hmm. Mitchell
He'll
Tinsley, Bryson Tremaine.
Bryson Tremaine will be back.
Davion Davis
and
the Rosemee Jack Saint guy.
Yeah, I mean, so look, you got to fill the practice
they
squad with a bunch of guys.
16 spots on the practice squad.
So there'll be some guys filled. Yeah.
Those guys are coming. I also want backpacking machine.
It's always there. Why are you looking at me?
I told you guys, Driscoll, it was impressive. They kept him.
He's okay.
Well, we knew they were going to keep
first
him.
Of
no,
all,
we didn't. We thought they were going to keep two quarterbacks.
He's not
well,
impressive.
Either that or
he was. They impressed
him
enough
with him being ever impressive.
He impressed him enough to keep three quarterbacks.
Yeah, he's okay.
Not surprising. They brought him in.
He's okay.
Put Jeff Driscoll.
Oh, you guys are changing your tune
in the same.
You guys are
sentence.
Changing your tune.
I don't think any of us like stood on a table and said Jeff Driscoll was getting cut.
You guys said that they were going to keep two quarterbacks.
Well, I thought they might keep him on the active and or put him on the practice squad.
I'll just be brutally honest here. I don't care about third stringers.
Right. I don't care you don't care about it. I'm just telling you, he played well. He was impressive, and I was proven correct. Impressive enough to make the roster as a journeyman.
I don't care about the 53rd guy on a roster.
You don't want to give me the props.
I don't remember having a debate about whether Jeff Driscoll would make the team.
I had a debate with Cakes just that he was impressive. And Cakes, again, quibbling. Just like you don't like to argue about the last receivers. He doesn't like to argue about third quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not saying he's going to win a game for
if
them.
If you want a life win for being team Jeff Driscoll, take
Jeff
a life
Driscoll,
win.
You know what?
I was correct on it. I was correct. He was impressive enough that he earned a spot. That's
others,
all.
I know I said he looked impressive.
He's
I don't know whether I stood on a table saying
to
make the
team.
He's
enough to be a third stringer.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank
you.
You
know what? He's got a job. He's making a salary.
Thank you.
Him.
That's good.
Thank you.
I have no animosity towards Jeff Driscoll.
No.
I just know that.
Just give me the dub.
You can have it.
You can have a very minor life dub. Congrats.
Thank you.
win.
Thank you. I just want the dub. This is my
Jeff
keen
Driscoll.
Eye for talent. I said that guy. The guy's played well in the preseason. He deserves a spot. I was convinced they were going to keep two.
You have a weird thing for like the 50th to 53rd guy on
roster. So wait a second. Wait a second. I don't understand how you can take a win. You just said your last statement was, I was convinced they were only going to keep two quarterbacks too.
Well, you guys.
So how are you getting
me
a dub?
Because if I you're said on he both, you're, the spot.
This is what you do. You're on both sides.
No.
If they cut him, you'd say, "Yeah, I told you they're going to keep two quarterbacks, but now you three. You just contradicted yourself.
No, you don't see the nuance.
Here's a question.
In it.
It's not nuance. What is it? You said that they were going to keep two quarterbacks. You guys, and now he's taking a win for taking the third quarterback.
Yeah, I just told you he was impressive. He
played both sides of it almost.
No. I said he was impressive, deserved a spot. You guys had me convinced that we're only going to keep two. I feel like I've been vindicated.
All right, well, here's the question. Why are they keeping three?
Because I don't know. Because I don't think they love
that,
Mariota.
I don't know.
That, I'll be honest.
Why are
with
they
you
keeping three?
I'm not sure.
Because that's interesting.
And it could only last today. They could, because they'll probably pick up some guys. I mean, guys are going to get cut today. And I could be taking this life win, and by 10 a.m. he's cut.
But it just doesn't make sense.
I mean, that's very.
Now I'm praying that happens. Hey,
it's only
possible.
Three. The Browns kept four.
Yeah.
I guess
teams, they just want to stockpile quarterbacks because it's so hard to find any sort of quarterback talent.
Right.
So
it's viable.
Other notable moves or roster cuts would be they did keep the three tight ends we expected, and then we knew that Cole Turner was on the bubble. He is not on the Commanders.
No, but there are teams that were interested in him. The Chargers were interested, and the Philadelphia Eagles are interested in him.
Bobby Hayes is going to have to find another golfing guy. He's mowing through Commanders tight ends now. Yeah. Logan Thomas, Cole Turner.
The third running back they decided to keep was Jeremy McNichols. I thought Wiley had a little something, but
McNichols could get cut today, too. He's another one. A lot of people are speculating that they're going to be really searching the waiver wire today. And they're in a very advantageous spot. We've barely talked about
the second
it. Being
pick,
number two, we get basically first crack at everybody out there.
Dibs on guys.
Yeah. So, Fedarian Mathis makes it.
For now.
Sure. But he's a draft choice from a couple seasons ago. Ridgeway made it.
Ridgeway, there was interest, apparently. A bunch of people were interested. I don't know. I guess they didn't step up to the level that they wanted, which I think they were only asking was a fifth rounder. But they've temporarily kept both. I'm not convinced that they're both going to be here come that first game. We'll see.
They kept Tyler Owens too.
Tyler Owens, I think that was almost a lock.
Yeah, he played well in the preseason.
Being jocked. Yeah. I think the guys that are vulnerable are McNichols, probably Driscoll's probably vulnerable. Maybe a receiver's vulnerable. Go through the receivers again. The back end is Crowder and Pringle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
I told everybody, back padding, that you're going to keep Crowder.
All right, okay. So
if he's going to take Driscoll, I want Crowder.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, you get that.
All right. You were telling me they were trying all kinds of guys
out.
Well,
I was just so surprised that he didn't take any reps. They just assume
they know what he can do.
Yeah. Were there any names on the waiver wire that intrigued you? I know at wide receiver, there were a couple names that I thought, well, they're upgrades over Byron Pringle. They're upgrades over Jameson Crowder. And in my opinion, De'Ami Brown.
Names like who?
Like Allen Robinson.
He's done.
Now, he ended up getting picked up, but there was all that talk that Tim Patrick was going to be cut.
He got traded.
He ended up getting traded.
What about Kadarius Toney? I think he's a handful, and I don't think you want to necessarily add that.
And he always hurt.
But he's always banged up.
Shifty, and he's an athletic freak.
He's a super freak, but he can't stay on the field. And
I think there's off the field
definitely
issues.
A nightmare in the locker room.
Yeah, but we don't have too many. We've talked about it. We don't have too many explosive players.
Yeah.
He actually fits the bill.
Yeah. Problem is it's hard to keep him on the field.
Yeah. Maybe they could sign him to a practice squad. I think Martavis will be back on the practice squad, which I think that was kind of the plan all along.
Is Sterling Shepard available?
I'd have to look, see if he's out there. He's a guy that's been dogged by injuries a lot throughout his career too.
Man, I can't believe Terrace Marshall was cut. Second round pick.
Yeah.
Cut after 2 years.
I just think that the receiving core, and we've talked about it, needs an upgrade. But not that the guys who are going to get cut are a great upgrade, but I'm intrigued by Kadarius Toney, EB.
Yeah. So Shepard is...
didn't he catch a couple touchdowns in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I
scored at least one.
I don't know his resume. I just know that whenever I've seen him, that guy's shifty and he's very athletic.
Shepard is with the Bucs practice squad. He's in Tampa Bay. Maybe he'll be facing the Commanders in week one. He gets elevated off the practice squad.
I guess it was just one touchdown
right
in the Super Bowl. Yeah. But still,
what's
he had two
Ross's
punt returns
deal
for 77 yards.
Cakes.
What about
Justin Ross? Is he available? Is he a fast guy?
No, he's a big guy.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, he's like 6'4".
We just need a few.
Also
more
had some
guys.
Serious injuries.
What about Donovan Peoples-Jones, Cakes?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Kind of a
journeyman.
Yeah. I mean, he'd be battling for the fifth or sixth spot on your team.
Well, I think any of these guys will be.
Right.
Yeah. So the six on the depth chart, McLaurin, De'Ami Brown, Olamide Zaccheaus, Luke McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. We knew those four were going to make it. Crowder and Pringle mm-hmm. are the two complete the wide receiver room.
If Terry McLaurin doesn't have a career high in targets with that hodgepodge of other wide receivers in the room, I'm flummoxed.
Well, if I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm doing everything in my power to take him out of the plan.
Certainly.
All right, double him, do whatever. Yeah. Make Brown, Zach, Pringle, McCaffrey beat me.
Coming up next, it is a game show Wednesday. We will play quarterback roulette. You name the quarterback's new home, or maybe it's their old home. And we'll hook you at the prize. We got Jason Aldean tickets and a $50 gift card to Wendy's on the line. Next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.